This week on The First Show back in 2026, we're discussing our 2026 gaming predictions. I'm your host, Ewan, and I'm joined today by my fellow gamers and co-hosts, Shannon.
Hello.
And James.
Hello.
This is the Press Start Podcast, our weekly video game discussion podcast. Let's get on with the show. Firstly, to you, Shannon, how was your break? Did you manage to do a bit of gaming over the Christmas New Year's period?
I did. I finished Donkey Kong. I had a few layers left on that, nice. And did a bit of the post game as well. Very good game. Just keeps going until the very end, and then some, doesn't it?
Oh, still,
absolutely.
I don't know if you both finished it.
No, not a game I've gotten to the end.
Okay.
Oh, really?
No. I did spend some time with other games during the break. I finished Ghost of Yote, which didn't blow me away, but I think it ended reasonably strongly, if like a predictable sort of revenge tale. But it had some really good set pieces, and I really enjoyed how it did wrap up otherwise. And I've also been sinking a ton of time into Hades 2 as well. Really enjoying that, but I suck. So I'm going slowly. What about yourself, James? Did you play some games over the break?
I did. Bit random, and I know no one will care, but I'm going to say it anyway. I played Hell Is Us because I missed that when it came.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very dynamic. It's very... I just was drawn to it because it's like, it just chucks you in, and it's like, so you just have to like work shit out. Like, you don't have waypoints or like maps or anything like that. You just have to kind of read shit. It'll refer to like landmarks in the world and stuff, and just like look and find. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very, it very much makes you use your brain a bit, which I kind of enjoyed. I feel like a lot of games, I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but it was good. I really enjoyed it. I thought the world is, there were some bits that were a bit boring, but I think overall it was pretty good.
Okay. Not one that should have entered Game of the Year consideration. It still had
issues and stuff. Like, and there were so many, the 10 games that I talked about. Well, I think we talked about 5. I can't remember. What did we talk about?
Did we talk about when we did our own personal thing last year? We talked about
that. So like there were, those games were all much better, and I had 10 games total. So I think, and I've just been like, because I've been very like all over the place at the moment, but I'm back onto like Cult of the Lamb because that had 2 updates.
Oh, yeah.
Because the big DLC for it is coming end of this month. Woolhaven. It's like adding snow and other cool shit.
Yeah. It's a big feature at PAX earlier.
They've added heaps of shit to it in the meantime. There was 2 updates since then. And I'm just like kind of getting through that in a way. Exciting.
Nice. Like we've all been dabbling in something else. I did play another game over the break, but I won't reveal what that is because that's going to be a feature of what the wiki later in the show. Hopefully neither of you saw what I was playing over. We'll find out. I did want to make a quick mention as well before we get into our big topics of the day on the passing of Vince Zampella over the break as well. Died in a horrific car accident, and certainly a big loss for the industry. On a personal note, like, he's kind of helmed some of my favorite games, and I think been consequential in kind of the way first-person shooters are today, amongst other things. So, it was really sad to hear that news. I imagine that game is quite a shock to you as well, Shannon, seeing that happen over the break.
Yeah, definitely. Like, given, his talent and, like you said, like, he's helmed. I don't know if I've ever met him. I have to imagine we've crossed paths at an E3 or something. But, yeah, from all accounts, was really nice as well. But, yeah, obviously super talented.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
In the way it happened, particularly, like, very sad.
Yeah. I imagine we'll have left quite a hole at EA, given kind of the amount of projects he was across. Condolences to Vince Zampella's family, and his friends and colleagues there. All right, let's change gears and react to our 2025 Game of the Year list. James, you mentioned there that we last year kind of shared our personal top five games, but we were careful not to disclose too much because we were kind of weighing in as well on what Press Start's official top 10 games of the year will be. Thanks to Brody and I think yourself as well, Shannon, pulling this all together and rolling it out over the break.
Just Brody. I can't even take any credit for
it. Who did the graphics this year? Did Jake do the graphics?
That was Jake, yeah.
They looked really slick. I was very impressed by those. Shout out to Jake as well then. So for the uninitiated or those that missed it, our top 10, counting down from 10, was Ghost of Yote. Then at number 9, we had Ball Pit. At 8, we had Dispatch. 7, Silent Hill F. 6, Donkey Kong Bonanza. Shout out to the game you played over the break there, Shannon. At number 5, we had Hades 2. Number 4, Hollow Knight Silksong. Number 3, Split Fiction. Number 2, Clairobscur Expedition 33. That came as a shock. And then number 1, Death Stranding 2 on the beach. James, any surprises in the list for you? Or are you pretty happy with how it turned out?
Donkey Kong is too low. Much too low, in my opinion. Same with Ball Pit, but that's okay. Not everyone played
it.
I'm actually like a little bit surprised that Death Stranding came out on top. I mean, it's always interesting because the way we do it, obviously, one person voting at number one can probably push it up a bit. You know what I mean? Like, you don't necessarily get the most number of votes. It just might be somebody really liked it, so it pushes it up a little bit more.
It depends how everyone lists going to differ, but yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's my point, Ewan, that I might have
dragged Donkey Kong Bonanza down because it didn't feature on my list at all.
Yeah, see, that's repulsive to me, but that's okay. Like, I guess it's what makes us all interesting people to listen to, right? We're not the same. Hollow Knight being up there, I suspect you and maybe you put that at number one, and that might have played a role in that, because that game just, I don't know. I respect what it's doing, but yeah.
Wow. I think you'll find personally that 43 million votes on Steam ranked it as their best game of the year.
Oh, well, if everyone on Steam voted it, then it must be right. Good point. I will rescind my comments. Anyway, yeah, I'm like genuinely though, I think Death Stranding being number one did surprise me a little bit. I do feel like speaking to...
You'd be pleased with that though, I'd have thought, no?
Oh yeah, like I liked Death Stranding 100%. Like I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you would be pleased as well with Silent Hill F landing in there. Maybe that was by way of it being your high on your list. Where was on your list?
It would have been... I don't remember my list, to be honest. But there's been a lot going on in my life the last 3 months. But I am happy it's there. I do like that our list was... A lot of games appeared in it that weren't on, say the nominated for the Game Awards. Like, I feel like there were, say, like Ball Pit and Silent Hill. Was Silent Hill Game of the Year nominated? I can't remember. Officially.
I think it might have been... Was Dispatch one on the list of nominees?
I think Dispatch was awkward. You're right, the timing for Dispatch was awkward, so I don't think that was ever going to be on the Game Awards. But,
Yeah,
I think it's a good list. I do... Like, there's obviously some games I loved that didn't make it, but that's okay. I'm used to that. It happens every year to me, unfortunately. But
hey, you and me both, man. Battlefield 6, not there. June Awakening, not there.
June was never happening. Battlefield, I could understand, but June, I don't know.
You're all sleeping on the game. And so when the game comes to consoles, everyone's going to be like, wow, this is amazing.
I'm
going to
be like, this is just sand and worms and crafting, Ewan.
So what more could you, ask for?
Yeah, I guess.
Shannon, what about you? Thoughts on the list?
It was a weird year for me in the sense, like, I didn't play... a lot. Like, not that I ever play like every game, but like I feel like this year in particular, like I just didn't play as much because of various things happening. But yeah, Donkey Kong being in sixth did surprise me, just because I felt like it would be on everyone's list, but now I'm learning that wasn't the case. So that's okay.
I think that needs to accept responsibility for that. I'm sorry.
Like Split Fiction being that high, like as much as I did love it and I did finish it, surprised me a little bit.
100%.
Yeah, that surprised me how high that was.
Because it was quite early in the year as well, and I just don't think it's a game that, like, stands out. But I guess, yeah, it was a good game, so I can't knock it. But again, just above Donkey Kong by that much surprises me.
I have a feeling, my suspicion when Death Stranding 2 came number one, like you, James, really pleased with that. Like, it was one of my favorite games of the year. I was amazed how much it resonated with me. But it sat at number four on my list, and Split Fiction was number six. And so I wondered if maybe just by way of everyone kind of having it, like, reasonably high up at their list, it sort of benefited from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good. It and then Hades 2 and Hollow Knight both being so high surprises me, just because I feel like one of those would have pulled over the other. I don't know, and Death Stranding 2 also surprised me, just because, again, I feel like something like Donkey Kong. I think it's worth noting, I don't know how much, like, I think less people voted this year, so I think it makes sense that it's a bit more of a niche list. Normally it does go quite wider. I feel like a lot of people didn't feel like they played enough games to give an opinion this year, so it meant that like games like Ball Pit and Dispatch made it. But overall, I think it was just a weird
year. I mean, I think they're, yeah.
I'm not saying they're not worthy. I just think, like,
you're trying to say it's the Brody and James show. Is that what you're trying to say?
Essentially, and Ewan. I don't even know. Yeah. No, I don't even know who else voted.
Clearly, my influence was not felt enough because, like I said, June Awakening and Battlefield 6 are not on this list. So, work to be done. Anyhow, I think it's a pretty emblematic game of the year list. And if you were to give a list to someone, say these are the 10 games that you need to play from 2025, it'd be pretty comprehensive. Admittedly, still a couple in there that I'm yet to get to. Ball Pit, Dispatch, Silent Hill F, three of them are the only three on the list I'm yet to play. I think I did say I was going to play some Ball Pit over the break, but that regrettably did not happen.
Is it on Switch?
Yeah, yes. It is. Yeah. And I'd have thought it pretty well suited at playing on Switch, right?
Yeah, like it's very like pick up and play for a few rounds and stuff, so.
The other thing I was going to say is Hades 2, the more I play of Hades 2, like the more I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And maybe upon reflection it would have been higher on my list, but what? I was just going to make a hand gesture, but my computer mouse was in my hand at the same time. We better crack on. Let's talk about now our 2026 gaming predictions. Like we have done in years past, I've asked the three of us, as well as included in this, to go away and think of three predictions that we can each share going around the circle one at a time. Brody's ill and was going to send me his list of predictions, but he has not responded to my message. So, James, you floated the idea of maybe just making some predictions for him.
Based on his interests. Yeah.
Based on his interests, yeah. I think we do that. I think we do that. But if, and maybe we guess right. Maybe we guess his predictions. But if he feels so inclined, I'm sure he can come on the show next week and tell us what they actually are. Before the show, I kind of randomly generated the list to see who would go first. James, you're the first cab off the rank. Then we'll go to Brody for one of his predictions. Then you, Shannon, then myself. I'll keep a list of them and we'll tally them up at the end of the year to see how we did. But James, give us your first prediction.
Okay, I'm going to get the Capcom one out of the way.
All right. We knew it was coming.
The people will need to know that I did have a Resident Evil one, but I'm not doing that. So no Resident Evil in my predictions. So, following the success of the Netflix anime, Capcom will announce a new Devil May Cry following 2019's Devil May Cry 5. But it won't be out in 2025, though a remake may be on the horizon to keep us satiated until then.
There's so much detail to this prediction. Okay. Hang on. I need to figure out how to surmise this. So, new Devil May Cry announced, but not coming until a later year.
Yes, and remake coming sooner.
remake coming sooner, but not in 2026 necessarily.
Sooner is all I'm saying.
Okay. I kind of feel like we were vetoing these double-pronged predictions, but maybe we just...
Maybe we just award
you 0 points or 1 point. None of these, like, half points.
I feel like I complained about that. Or we could argue, that's fair. Yeah, we can see how we're feeling. It's like a Tomb... I reckon it's going to be like a Tomb Raider situation, you know what I mean? Like, new game and some kind of... Yeah.
That does seem to be kind of... reasonably commonplace at the moment. I rate that. Is your only kind of suspicion as to why this is happening the success of the show, or are there other stars aligning?
The show, yeah, I think like DMC5 sold shitloads last year because of the show, and I just think they won't not capitalize on that. That's my thinking. And then
Strike
also like
by the iron still hot.
Yeah.
So to speak. I wonder if we'll see some more Fallout content in the new year as a
What's
result
that
of
got
that
to do
well.
With anything we were just talking
just came
about?
To mind. Like, it just came to mind. Okay. I like it. I've never played a Devil May Cry game before.
Oh,
so Ewan. Maybe a remake would be good for me.
You can play 5. It's incredible.
Constantly disappointing you, James. I'm sorry.
Literally.
But that's okay. Alrighty. Do we have one of Brody's predictions now then? Do you want to give us one of Brody's predictions, James? Or?
So they were just like in my head. I don't have them written down. But the first one...
I wrote
one...
them down, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, would you...
You mentioned 5, though. Oh, no. Sorry. You mentioned 3, but I've got another 2 from last year's list. We could cut, we could debate them.
Brody's internet will cut out for at least half of the podcast episodes this year.
Brody will finally give up and will disconnect his internet completely. That's my first prediction.
Starting now.
He's going to live a simple life out in the farm or wherever he is. So do you want me to read... Wait, do you want me to just give one of the ones that I made up?
Yeah, let's start with one of those.
So mine was that Judas would come out in the next 6 months. Probably one of the J's, like a June or a July, like Judas July. That has a good ring to it, you know?
Judas January, stealth drop.
Yeah. I reckon big blowout, Brody reckons, big blowout in February and like release in June, July.
All right.
Maybe
I like
he's dreaming about that right now.
Hashtag Judas July.
So this one, Judas was kind of... one of my potential predictions as well. I do feel like the time is right for this game to come out. It's been long on the horizon, never quite materialized. But
did it just have a trailer at the Game Awards, or am I imagining that?
I don't think it was this year's Game Awards. We had a trailer like the year prior, maybe, or maybe it was some Game Fest or something. We did see a trailer for it not all that long ago. But yeah, I feel like it's got to be time for this game to come out. And yeah, who knows what's happening with the next Bioshock game, but I think there's a good chance that this materializes before then.
Yeah, that's another Brody prediction coming up, I'm feeling.
All right, Shannon, give us your first prediction.
My first one is a little bit boring, to be honest, but
I'm
going to say, no, it's not. There is a GTA-related one. Yeah. The God of War Egypt game will be revealed and will be something totally different.
Okay.
Maybe a side scroller. Maybe
Egypt for side scroller.
Correct. Just to get us in the mood, just to tell that story a little bit.
Okay. I'm gonna go toe to toe with you on this one. Because I've got a prediction toe-to-toe. In this vein, but I'm gonna be a little bit more specific. I'm gonna say that the rumored 2D God of War Metroidvania will be announced with an ancient Greek setting. One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be wrong.
Why not both?
I mean, yeah, maybe two come out. That's a fair point. But yeah.
So wait.
I think I'm predicting this mostly because I just want it to happen. I just want it to be true.
So you both think there's a side-scrolly God of War coming out. But one of you thinks
I
Egypt.
Think,
well, Shannon's just predicting that it's totally different and it's going to be set
Yeah,
Egypt.
I was a bit more general.
So when you say totally different, it's not a third-person action adventure game.
So you're saying not like Ragnarok?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this is not my prediction, but I think side-scroller or just more linear. Like, What about like action game?
Or like maybe more, what about a more traditional beat 'em up, like with that?
You'd yeah, consider I that think totally that, different. Exactly yeah. that. Not okay. a, it's not going to be like open world in style or anything.
Yeah. Do you mean like the old God of War?
That's what I meant.
Essentially, like maybe it is top down. Like maybe, it, but no, nah, I can't see that either. I don't know.
But wait, different from Ragnarok. I'm not a game Ragnarok. Designer. Not just the, correct. The same
not a fully fledged well. Mainline
yeah.
game.
I think we'll get another continuation of that, but it's by all accounts, it sounds like the side project is going to materialize sooner, reading the rumors and the tea leaves. So yeah, I'm going toe-to-toe with you there. I think specifically 2D Metroidvania, ancient Greek setting. So maybe we could both kind of be half. There might be a half point for us both there.
Well, I mean, mine just has to be different and then I get the full point. You've just gone...
Yeah, I've been more specific.
Which is your,
well, maybe your if I'm bang on, like I should definitely kind of get the full point. And you,
oh my god, the
zero.
Points don't fucking mean anything anyway. So let's just—they
do to me. God damn it, I won last year. All right, James, it's back to you. Mate. What's your second prediction? Oh, the hand, nah, the rubbing one, of the hands this, together. Wowie, nah,
these are shit. Silent Hill will momentarily dip as a brand with the release of the new film.
What?
But
oh.
Townfall will release this year and will crack 90 on Metacritic.
Wow. Okay. So what you're saying is this would be a good pickup for me when we do eventually do Fantasy Critic.
I don't even know. It might not be this year. We don't even know that.
Fair point.
But
Silent Hill, what's the game called again? I'm blanked.
Townfall.
Townfall, thank you. Will be above a 90. I'm taking notes here. Taking notes.
90 or above, not above a 90.
Okay,
well it's not.
Okay, I love the specificity of that. What's got you so confident about the game?
I just have a feeling.
Okay, all right.
Look, it can be either correct or incorrect. So
and you specified Metacritic, right? Not another review aggregator.
Come on, let's either of them.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. I was just double-checking. I just want to make sure my notes are precise. I'm saying Metacritic / OpenCritic.
Can I...
And your bonus... expectations for... The... Okay, bonus point. Okay.
I want a bonus point opportunity.
All right. How this better be left of field.
Silent... No, it's not. Silent Hill 1 remake will be revealed, but it's out in 2027.
I don't know how left of field this is.
I didn't say it was left of field. You said that. You put those words in my mouth.
Well, I said like for a bonus point, it needs to be wild, like almost impossibly true.
No.
Wait, you can include it, but I reserve the right to not award the bonus point.
Okay, that feels a bit biased when you're also in the running for points. But that's okay.
I just enforce the rules. I also make them up. Cool. And the film, you'd got low expectations for the film, or is it just below a 90?
Fucking, I can't be less optimistic for something in my life, and there's a lot going on in my life right now to be sad about. But like this looks like a dumpster fire. I'm like so excited to go and see it, but it looks horrendous. It's like out in 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. Let's.
They offered to send me.
Come back to Melbourne, and we can.
I haven't responded.
And, well, now they won't be responding.
Surely just accept that on James's behalf. I think you should come back to Melbourne and we go and see the movie together.
This
I promise
month,
not to
hard,
avoid it
but
last
we'll
time, like yeah. I accidentally did to Brody. That
the event of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Supergirl is coming out this year, isn't it? I should take Brody to that. We're going off topic now. I apologize. But yeah.
Mm.
Quickly, whilst we're on movies, this has just come to mind as well. There's a Resident Evil movie coming out this year as well, right? There was
is
the same director as Weapons? Is that right?
This year? Yeah. Is that this year?
Yeah, release date September 18th, 2026.
That was part of my original Resident Evil prediction, but I dropped it.
Oh, okay. I reckon
yeah,
that has a chance of being
year.
Really good.
I think it's filming. Yeah, that's cool, kind of.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. Just given how much I enjoyed Weapons. And haven't watched Barbarian, but apparently that's also good. It's bodes well. Do we know if he's a Resident Evil fan, the director?
He is. He's a big Resident Evil fan. Yeah. But
all
it's meant to be very, like, away from everything else. Like, it's its own thing, which I think is
okay.
good.
Okay. That's probably not a bad thing. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Anyhow, sorry, we're getting off topic. We need another Brody prediction. Do we want to go to the BioShock related one?
Yeah.
The new BioShock will be cancelled. Yeah.
So I think the new BioShock will be cancelled and the team disbanded.
This is not one of my predictions, but I don't think it's going to be cancelled. I think news will just come out that it's been rebooted. Like, it's been rebooted internally. They kind of started from scratch.
I just don't think we'll ever hear about it ever again.
I mean, it's been in development for 10 years or whatever, and they just last year were hiring a story person again. So it's like, what are we doing?
Like, yeah, which makes me think, right, that they've restarted it.
Something is wrong.
Yeah.
Very wrong.
Another tangent, but I thought it was very interesting the conversations that came out from Retro Studios about Metroid Prime 4, about them not...
Some parallels there.
Yeah, yeah, kind of committing, semi-committing to the open world thing despite kind of tastes changing during the development timeline. Very interesting story that, but maybe we'll
still want to know what they were doing pre-Metroid Prime. Anyway.
What, pre the game that we have today?
For like 5 years, what were they doing?
Yeah. Well, making a not very good game, I'd have to guess. Well, they scrapped it. They their own arbiter of their situation.
No, they didn't. Someone else was making it, and then they got that game from that team. And then they were like, "Well, fuck, we can't." Nintendo wouldn't let them completely restart it. Crazy. Yeah.
Anyway, Shannon.
Shannon, what's your next prediction?
My next prediction is that Nintendo Switch 2 will get some kind of major accessory. And I'm going to say...
Oh,
my God. This some is kind the of... same as your prediction
Shut
last
up.
Year.
Oh, okay. Shut up. It's going to happen. And I'm going to say, I think this was my prediction last year, but second screen for like DS games. I still think, let's make it happen.
I don't understand why you're so fascinated about a second screen. What are you going to do with a second screen on your Switch 2? It's already big enough.
100 million people were like fascinated enough to buy a DS, Ewan. So get over yourself.
That was a different time, different market. Yeah.
Yep. Look, if they can do a fucking Virtual Boy cardboard cutout, a second screen.
It's going to look like, you know, when someone brings the monitors that pop up off a laptop lid?
Yeah.
It's going to look like that.
Like, there are lots of handhelds with a second screen. I just think it's great.
Oh my God, let me talk. I think that Shannon could be on something, because why else would they put... I don't believe they would put a USB port on the top and the bottom for just charging. I think there's something in the stars there. No, feels like a big design choice for just that.
It's a USB port. They're inexpensive. It's just put it in the top.
Well, then why doesn't...
Not spending any unnecessary money...
Put 7 on then, Ewan. So you can
put 7 on the left angle. And the right as well.
Yeah, why not? Like,
let's get 4 screens going. Well, yeah.
Just make it a TV. Like, what are you talking about? Anyway.
I just think they've got the DS, they've got the 3DS, they've got the Wii U. Like, they're going to have to look at that as an option eventually, or they're going to run out of consoles.
They could also just make new games. That's also a wild idea.
A second screen's more likely. We can all agree with that.
We've got Pocopia in March.
Yes.
The silence.
I'm not sold on the second screen idea, but and the major accessory update or something.
No,
I could get that.
You're
behind.
Not the target demographic. Go play Donkey Kong.
Yeah, or Apex.
Okay, yeah, it's ambitious. I do think they'll release some kind of accessory though. They love like a Labo or a Wii Fit situation. I just think it's going to happen.
Or like a stand for your mic.
For your mic? What?
No, because he's holding his mic.
Oh, yes.
I didn't get that either.
Oh, that was...
Sure.
Yeah, what happened to your mic stand? okay, next. It's my turn now. I'm trying to figure out what to pick. For my next prediction, I've got a couple like on the cards here. I'm gonna stick with the Nintendo theme, and I'm gonna say that consoles will receive notable price increases this year. I think either the PlayStation 5 or the Nintendo Switch will receive a $100 price increase in 2026. My reason being
a Switch,
the RAM apocalypse. I think it's going to come for the console hardware. Xbox, I think, have kind of like that we've had so many price increases from them. I think they've kind of catered for that already, but then PlayStation and the Switch, I think, to cop
can
it.
Can we veto that because it's so boring?
Do you want another one instead?
Yeah,
you're just vetoing my prediction.
I think that's shit.
Are you
we
saying
all know that's
very likely? Okay.
Yeah, like that's so like
$100.
You
reckon
Shannon?
It's going to get a $100 price increase?
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Well, with that,
you know what? I just want you to care.
If Ewan wants to back it, then let him.
Yeah, okay. If
get
that's
an
what
easy
well,
point.
I just don't like that you can just veto my predictions that way.
But that was boring. Give me another one.
All right.
What's
okay.
the other one then?
The rumored remake of Assassin's Creed Black Flag will shadow drop this year.
Oh, that's kind of good. What about Prince of Persia remake? Thoughts on that?
Yeah, you can have that prediction if you like, but my prediction is Black Flag.
Yeah, just hijack it. Maybe they'll do a double pack, Assassin's Creed Black Flag and Prince of Persia remake.
I mean, I'd love a Prince of Persia remake. That'd be great.
Do you know when?
Black Flag,
when
I think,
reckon
is more likely to be a commercial hit, and I reckon they'll see what they did with Oblivion and just go, fuck it, let's shadow drop this at one of our conferences or whatever. Make a moment of it.
Can I go on a tangent really quickly?
Mate, what I've gone on so many tangents. You can go as many as you
and
like.
Shannon, you have to say this, to participate too, so pay attention. What do you think is on the cards for Ubisoft this year? Like, it's don't you think they're in
takeover.
Such an interesting position at the moment?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, the Black Flag remake seems a lock and safe.
Prince of Persia remake.
The Prince of Persia remake, although, yeah. That's it. I don't think
Skull and
anything
Bones
news.
DLC.
Yeah, I don't think anything new is coming.
Do you just remember they used to have like 3 games a year? And now
We might. I reckon we might see another Far Cry.
Yeah, could be a Far Cry.
And they're doing the TV series, right? So it makes sense to have another game coming out.
Could like Assassin's Creed Hex, could that be this year? That's been in development for ages and is smaller apparently.
Yeah, okay. Oh yeah, Hex.
That could be cool.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something Siege related, I don't know.
Do we think Beyond Good and Evil is ever gonna reappear?
No.
Or is that just that's just dead?
Should I tell the story about how I played it again?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I didn't. The people didn't.
I was also thinking about making a continuing along this tangent. I was also thinking about Warner Bros. This year and what the year might have in stock because they're just like in a desperate kind of financial state. Like they're looking for a buyer to come up. I wouldn't mind
the Netflix thing vetoed.
Has that not happened?
Declined or something?
Oh, maybe does that include the games division? I guess it maybe would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does
because
they valued it like nothing or something. Mortal Kombat, man. It's such a good brand. Like Bogans love it. Like
enjoy playing it with your remote like next year.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
I love your definition of a good brand. Bogans love it.
Well, I'm saying like everyone in your life, no matter their background.
It's a normie game.
It's a household name.
It's one of those games, and like it's got a movie, like and four.
Let's just keep shouting numbers.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's such a. I know I'm biased and I love it, but like I think as a brand, it is being squandered so hard. But yeah,
and it's bizarre because Warner Bros. Have like so many quality IPs kind of at their disposal that are kind of either just been squandered or gone totally unused. I think, Hogwarts Legacy was obviously a big hit for them. Suicide Squad,
I think that's
far less
still
so.
Still happening. But, that would have been a good one. Prediction. But anyway.
Good prediction.
Mm. I think that's coming. Number two.
You reckon Hogwarts Legacy 2 this year?
I don't know if it's this year. I think it's being announced this year. Don't you reckon?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shannon?
Yeah. Potentially. 2023, yeah. The last game came out, wasn't it? It's probably about time for another one of those.
Oh, it's only been 3 years.
Really, that's all they need to do as well.
Like, well, it sold fucking shitloads. I mean, but then it might be the Crash Bandicoot effect where, like, that nostalgia has gone now. Like, people have got their fix.
Nah.
Don't you reckon? No?
Nah.
And then Crash 4 comes out and it's like, people don't care?
No? I think if they, like, iterated and improved on the game, people would still get pretty obsessed with it. Yeah.
I mean, a truly next-gen one. Like,
exactly.
Because it was old-gen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Put it out toe-to-toe against GTA 6, see what happens.
Toe-to-toe is your phrase of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
is. It's a good phrase. It's clearly on the mind today. Okay, where are we at? Are we back to you, James?
Sorry, so your final one was Assassin's Creed. No, your final one to confirm was Assassin's Creed Shadow Drops. Oh, are you happy with that? Or do you want to do your boring RAM one?
No, I'll do the Assassin's Creed Black Flag one. You've talked me into it.
Cool.
I don't want to wish for a price increase. That sucks.
I mean, I think I just... They're not wishes. To be clear, for everyone, I'm looking down
these
the camera.
These are not wishes.
These are not wishes. I don't wish for the Bioshock team to close. Like, these are not wishes.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. What's your final prediction, James?
This one is a little bit more boring, and it's going to be pretty quickly if we know this is true or not. I think the rumors are true. Lana Del Rey is doing the song for First Light, James Bond, and I think she'll be in it.
I was prepared to veto that, seeing as you vetoed my boring prediction, but that's actually a pretty fun prediction. I like that.
I think she'll be in it for like a small amount of time. Not like Lenny Kravitz will be.
Okay. Lana Del Rey will do like the title music for the game.
But now that I've said that out loud, Lenny Kravitz is probably doing the song. Like, that would make more
sense. Isn't that weird that he does the song and then appears as
Madonna?
I don't think he'd have Lenny Kravitz. I don't think he has the pull to do the song. If that's what if they're going for like a Bond song, I don't think you put Lenny Kravitz in charge.
But they did like,
I mean, Jack White's done.
I was gonna say Jack Black,
but Alicia Keys
Jack
was
White.
In that.
Yeah, the wrong color.
Was it Alicia Keys that was the vocalist on that track? Yeah,
that was
so
a terrible.
Maybe brought
that
a bit
like
more
worst,
star
though.
Power. Are you kidding? It was
but
a
I
great
think,
song.
Nah, it's the worst Bond song for a while.
I'm a big Jack White fan, to be honest.
Yeah, sounds like you're a little bit biased.
I don't even know what Jack White is.
The White
Half
Stripes?
White Stripes.
No?
Sure.
Don't you know, like, do
Seven
doo,
Nation
Army? I do. Yeah, that's all, though.
Yeah, well, that's all you need to know. Because she also tried to write for No Time to Die.
Lana Del Rey did.
Yeah, and they were like, nah. But I reckon they would come back and be like, hey,
that also got delayed. I feel like that got slipped under the rug. It was like Christmas Eve or something.
It got a 2 month delay.
It's April.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so yeah,
more time to see it at shows.
Many,
I like
many
it. Lana Del Rey will do the title music for the game 007, and make a cameo. It's good. I like it. It's bold.
She's so like cinematic. I feel.
Do
like
we think it's definitely going to have a song? Like, is that?
I feel like they're doing everything else.
Yeah, they're keeping it Bond.
I feel like we'd know about it by now, but.
Nah, they'll want some like marketing beats for like the month leading up to
and
this
maybe it's
going to
line up with
one.
Her schedule. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, well, she's meant to be putting out an album this year, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't see the synergy between Lana Del Rey and gamers, but
What you're saying, but like it gives it that like that air of like authenticity if it's treated in the same way as a film.
Yeah,
do you know
I agree with that.
I'm trying to think like what the artist to book for 007 First Light that appeals to gamers in like a gamery way would be. I don't know who that is.
She sang a song called Video Games. That's
like,
I mean, yeah. I'm just trying to think
I'm trying to think now that I'm saying
Robbie Williams.
Well, I'm just like Charlie XCX or some shit. Like, she's everywhere.
She's busy. With
no, I don't want her. Stuff. I'm like over her.
Some glitch core doesn't really like lend itself well to 007. I like it. Lana Del Rey doing the music. I'm here for it. Now it comes to Brody's turn. I did want to quickly reference his list from last year in case some of those there caught our eye. He predicted GTA 6 will slip, but we'll get an announcement for Half-Life 3. I feel like that could also apply to this year.
Yeah, he'd like a Half-Life 3. One, I think. Let's go with that. Half-Life 3 will be announced.
Half-Life 3 will be announced? I can see him getting excited about that. Announced and released?
Yeah.
Okay, so Half-Life 3
new console.
Comes out 2026.
But the console's a PC.
Doesn't matter. That needs something. It needs...
So do you think it'll only work on the console? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just think it'll be used to market it, and it'll be VR as well for their new VR headset. Like, Alex...
I don't think it'll be exclusive to the Steam machine.
No. It definitely won't be exclusive. It'll just be used as a marketing beat.
Yes.
For what is a very important moment for them and this space.
I think it'll like coincide with the launch, maybe like part of the launch window or something.
Correct.
Yeah, but ultimately be multi-platform. Confirmed.
It'll be a PC game. Here, folks. It'll be a PC game.
I think it's going to be... Oh, you don't think it's going to come to consoles?
No.
Oh, no, I guess it wouldn't.
No.
I guess it wouldn't. It's not Steam's thing.
That's exciting. I'm very excited for that.
Did Half-Life Alyx come to PSVR if I made
that? No, it was rumored for ages and ages. Yeah. But no.
That's a shame. Anyway. All right, I think you'll be pleased with that prediction all the same. Half-Life 3 coming out 2026. He'll want that to happen anyhow, sure. So I'm sure he'll be pleased with that. Shannon, I think it's time for your third and final prediction.
So my final prediction is that Grand Theft Auto 6 will release, but we're missing something major, potentially online, will come months later, / early 2027 is my prediction.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I think that's... pretty
I don't think it can miss this holiday again. So I think even though there are rumors just as early as an hour ago that it is not feature complete yet, I think it will release this holiday. And I think if anything, the online will be delayed or something will be delayed for next
year. I don't think, like, both Red Dead and GTA 5 didn't launch with online, right? That came
But I do think the plan was to release online with this, just because it is such a big part of GTA now. Like, it's almost bigger than the actual story itself.
Well, they scrapped DLC, like single player DLC, back in the day.
So I think there has to, we have to at least know about online, like, when it comes out. And I just think, I think that's what's going to end up happening.
So my final prediction is also GTA related, and it's a repeat of what I did last year, which is that GTA 6 will beat the launch day sales of GTA 5 and be lauded as the biggest entertainment release of all time. It will, however, fall short of hitting the 97 Metacritic score achieved by GTA 5, is my prediction. Which I feel like maybe rings a little bit true with yours, Shannon, in that it might score less than GTA 5. But at the same time, if they announce ahead of time that online is not a feature of the game, then maybe that hurts the sales. Maybe people don't rush in day one the same way that they did for 5 coming out.
It does, like, it will, like, obviously hurt the sales, but I don't think it's going to be, like, the difference between it selling, like, 50 million and 25 million. I think it's, like, a million or something, which is not a small amount by any stretch, but it also, like, almost doesn't matter because the tail of that game, as we know, like, will just be infinite.
So I think I looked it up earlier, GTA 6... made something like 800 million on its first day and then passed the $1 billion mark over the course of the weekend. And sorry, its first 3 days, which
made
it...
Are you talking units or are you talking money?
Talking money.
Okay.
Yeah, but crossing the $1 billion in revenue in that first 3 days, I think made it the largest entertainment release of all time. A little bit kind of debated, I think, because was it Avengers Endgame or one of those? I think made 1.25 in its first 5 days, something like that. So it's pretty close. But
okay.
I think there'll be a headline out there. It's like, this is GTA 6, biggest entertainment launch of all time.
They're going to have to be producing units early, aren't they? To meet demand.
To have enough copies of it, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, especially, I think the world's a much more digital space than it was in 2013.
I think it'll be a big physical seller, though.
Mm. I also think consoles are going to have to be available.
Well, that's that too,
out.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will jump from PS4 to PS5 when this game comes out.
Yeah.
True. Do you reckon it's coming on Switch day and date?
That was my prediction last year. I think it will come to Switch too. Potentially, in
just
some capacity.
Maybe,
but
like,
not
the following year, 27 or something.
Yeah. They're clearly not going to be able to do that.
Alrighty. There we have it. All of our predictions. They are in. They are locked in. James, you've got a new Devil May Cry. Silent Hill Townfall going gangbusters. And Lana Del Rey doing the title music for 007. I'm summarizing these a little bit. Brody's got Judas coming out by July. the new Bioshock being cancelled and Half-Life 3 coming out in 2026. I think he'll be happy with those predictions, but we'll find out.
I'm very eager to see how he feels about us just predicting for him. But let's...
Well, he had his opportunity. To be fair, the poor guy is horribly ill.
He'll have a chance to fix later.
Maybe he'll be relieved.
Shannon, for you, we've got God of War Egypt game released, not like Ragnarok, totally different. We have Nintendo Switch 2 getting a major accessory, maybe a second screen. And we have GTA 6 being released, but missing something major, like online. Mine Correct. Is GTA 6 beating the launch day sales of GTA 5, biggest entertainment release of all time, but ultimately shorter on Metacritic. The 2D God of War Metroidvania game being announced, set in ancient Greece, and the rumored remake of Assassin's Creed Black Flag shadow dropping. I'd be, happy with some of those happening, unhappy about some others happening. New Bioshock game being cancelled, you rightfully pointed out, James, would be a shame. But heaps to look forward to there in 2026. Are you excited for the year, Shannon?
Yeah. I still think it's going to be a bit of... It just hinges so much on GTA again in terms of, like, it's just such a big game in every aspect.
Gotta wait until the end of the year to see if that materializes.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think there's more that excites me this year than last year, and I think Nintendo will potentially do a lot this year, hopefully,
yeah, at the back half of the year. An awful lot of Nintendo game predictions on our list this year. I did wonder about that. No. I wondered about an Animal Crossing this year.
I was almost going to say a new Galaxy would come out at the end of the year, actually, of some kind, but we'll see.
I do have a rapid-fire question, actually, in the spirit of looking ahead to 2026. What's your most anticipated game of the year? Is it fair to say you also be GTA 6, Shannon?
You know what? But I'm going to say Mario Tennis, just because it's, like, very soon, and, like, it does look really good, and it's, like, proper full-price Switch 2 release, so
excited for that. And you love your tennis games. Biggest tennis game fan I know. James, rapid fire, what's your most anticipated game of the year?
Give us something a bit different.
I mean, it could...
obviously, like, Resident Evil, for a lot of reasons, but I'm going to say... I can't actually say what game, because it doesn't exist yet. I am more excited for... No, wow. It's not...
Left
not
a field take. Like
no, I'm just, like, more excited for what Nintendo does this year... Because I feel like they've spent maybe the last year just trying to get their stock sorted everywhere. Like, I know in Australia it wasn't a problem, but everywhere else in the world it has been.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that everyone's kind of getting Switch 2s, they will probably go a bit harder with their software. So I'm, like, a little bit more excited to see what they do this year. That's, like, the thing I'm most looking forward to. And then, obviously, Resident Evil, because I feel like that's doing a lot.
Yeah. It's a good point about Nintendo. I think they were sort of surprised by just, like, how popular it was.
You could definitely, like, rest on your laurels, I think, there. Like, sure, you made that much and people are trying to get stock, but I think now you've really got to fucking, like, show up. And because they had a lot to prove with Wii U to Switch, right? So that was very front-loaded.
Yeah.
But I think now it's a little bit more different and I'm interested to see where they go. I think they will pull it off, but I think it could go either way, really, because they can be quite arrogant and just, like, lay back and let shit happen. But I think they will go a bit harder this year.
I mean, I'm not... I don't think it's going to be, like, a crazy year, but we'll see.
Well,
from Nintendo specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be nice. Be nice for a crazy year for them. It's kind of few and far between otherwise. My most anticipated game this year, I was late to the party on Returnal, but by the time I did get to it, I loved the game, and for that reason, I am most excited about Saros this year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exciting.
Yeah, I think seeing what they kind of continue to do, kind of like having their first sort of foray into some of a big budget release with Returnal and being so well received, excites me a lot for Saros, and it looks like to be a kind of continuation of the formula, shaking it up here and there, but otherwise more of the same, which is... has me happy. And Rahul Kohli, who's good fun too. Speaking of good fun, let's play What the Wiki, the Press Start podcast game show where the previous week's winner reads part of a Wikipedia page for an unknown game, and we, the contestants, must guess the game. A point is awarded for each correct guess. It's been a while since I've done this, shaking the rust off, with the round concluding after one person has scored 2 points. As last season's winner, Brody ought to have been in the hosting chair today, but as we mentioned earlier in the show, is crook, so I'll volunteer to take over in his absence, because I'm diplomatic like that. Shannon, did you catch up with the end of last season?
I watched that episode.
It might have been a little bit contentious, and there were a few people on Twitter kind of expressing their opinions, shall I say.
Justice for Damsey because I did
nothing but follow the rules. It was all above board.
Yeah.
And it just didn't turn out James's way on the day. These things happen.
It's all right. We can't win them all. Although no. I did win Fantasy Critic as well, so I'm very happy about that. The real competition.
Yeah. We maybe ought to address that when we do our Fantasy Critic draft for the new year, which hopefully we kind of need to get everyone together for it. I think Harry's going to take part in it this year as well, which I think will add an interesting dynamic to it, because not just the four of us picking games, having a fifth makes it a bit more competitive. But yeah, we're going to try and get everyone together and pick those games. Maybe next episode, maybe the episode thereafter, but to be determined. All right, contestants, if you're ready though, I have today's round of What the Wiki prepared.
Let's go.
Yeah.
The game is an interactive drama and survival horror game presented from a third-person perspective. Managing the characters' relationships is one of the game's core mechanics. They can be amicable, courageous, and ensuring everyone survives despite their differences, or they can continue alone and be concerned with their personal safety instead. Characters often quote the proverb, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend," one of the story's reoccurring themes. Wondered if we might get someone there. The films Aliens, Predator, and The Descent, as well as the H.P. Lovecraft novella At the Mountains of Madness and the myth of the Curse of Akkad, were the main influences in the game. The creatures were made using motion capture and hand animation, and the temple's design was inspired by ancient Mesopotamian architecture.
James.
Military James.
Is this Dark Pictures House of Ashes?
It is Dark Pictures House of Ashes. Well done, James. Significance of that being, I played that over the break.
How good is it? Mine.
Really good.
I think it's my favorite
Dark Pictures.
Well, actually,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
I say really good. I really enjoyed the story and the characters, and I thought the world was good. It just had more of the like awkward kind of pacing that I sometimes struggle with supermassive games, where it's purely, I think, by virtue of like the kind of butterfly effect nature of it and all the kind of different branching outcomes. But like, it just felt kind of stuttery at times. Like one scene was kind of like roughly butting up the next, that kind of thing. Okay. So I struggled a little bit with that. It also was maybe made more difficult by the... You're trying to wrap me up. Yeah, what? All right. I'll talk about House of Ashes another time.
We can talk about it another time.
Yeah. Game number two at What the Wiki. Shannon, fingers on the pulse. Are you ready?
I know.
You tapped in? Yeah? Oh, God. James is going to get this right off the bat. I know it. The player controls the Prince of the Underworld, seeking to escape the realm and get away from his unloving father and reach his mother... James.
Is it Hades?
It is Hades. Well done, James.
Boring.
Sweep.
That is a sweep. Yeah, shoot. You're off to 3 points right off the mark, getting that bonus point for the sweep. Probably not how we needed the season to start. James, away. You're just hard to beat, James. So anything I can do to kind of rein you in, well, it works in my favor in the end. But anyhow, you got a bonus point for me today.
Okay.
Take that as recompense.
Yeah.
With that, let's bring an end to... Oh, hang on.
No,
sorry, what?
Wait. We're triviaing. We have to...
Oh, the trivia. I forgot about the trivia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I might get a point back.
Yeah, you can claim that point back. I don't know. Okay, cool. So this one, I'm not giving you categories because I did this really half-assed.
You have a new rule for trivia this season.
Yeah, so going forward this year, it's just the person who hosted What the Wiki will be able to partake in one round of trivia to earn one point. It's not meant to like get you on top. It's just meant to keep you going if you host.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Shannon gets nothing.
Ultimately, it's designed to benefit James from that.
No, it's not. How is it? Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, don't win. If you
okay,
win.
Okay, question time.
So, anyway, it will always be one question with four multiple choice answers. That's the rule. Okay.
And is it still somewhat tailored to the person?
Yes, usually it would be, but because we've done this really last minute today,
Oh, I see. So, you stacked it against me.
Well, this is my revenge. So the topic for this, the topic is Resident Evil Requiem.
Okay. Oh, God, okay.
Yep. Which, we, to be fair, we don't know a lot about. We're all on the same playing field here, so it's not...
Sure.
Yeah. So, Ewan.
Uh-huh.
Grace Ashcroft is the main character in Resident Evil 9. What does she... What Correct. Is she described as? <My capital. laughs> Is it A, an ex-RPD homicide detective, B, a CDC field epidemiologist, C, a umbrella risk management consultant, or D, an FBI technical analyst?
I'm going to have to go with D.
It is
an FBI Congrats, technical. Ewan. Yes, he's got a point. Well done. That was forgiving. I felt confident. As soon as you started whittling off those answers, I felt confident. I liked... What was C? No. Say that again. I enjoyed that.
A risk management consultant for Umbrella. <Yeah.
laughs> So good.
She did not do a good job, if that was...
No, yeah. What were we going to say? Shall we
what? Oh, I was going to say, like, I feel like Shannon should get to answer a question for
it's
a point.
It's okay. Let's do it. I'm happy
that isn't
with
really. Yeah.
My floppy.
All right. With that, let's bring an end to what was this week's episode of the Press Start podcast. Subscribe to us on Listener or the podcast service of your choice. Follow us at press.au and visit the site at press.com.au. You can now find the video version of the podcast on YouTube and or Spotify. Which, if you're looking at our faces and seeing how sweaty I've gotten over the course of the episode, you may already be doing. We've been joined today by Shannon.
Yeah, you can follow me at Shannon Grixty on everything.
And in the trivia hosting chair, it was Trivia Master James.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at JamsATJMZ and Blue Sky.
I've been your host, Ewan. You can follow me on socials at Ewan_Roxburgh. We'll be back again next week, but until then... Happy gaming.
Bye.
Bye.